Tracy. Tracy, my little princess, April is here. I need you to relax, sweet girl. Settle down. I know you're probably anxious and excited, but I need you to calm down and find a comfortable place to lie down and be a good, calm, quiet girl. You can get undressed if you like. Get nice and comfortable. Lay back in your chair. Calm your mind and lay back. We need to get you settled down, relaxed, and ready for some breathing. Good. Get nice and comfortable so that nothing will interrupt our time together. Let your head lay back, sweetie. And now, close your eyes. Very good. I can see how short and fast your breaths are. I know you're very excited to get started, but right now, I want you to concentrate on taking deep, slow breaths first. Start now. Slowly breathe in and then out. Now this time a little bit slower. In, out. Good. And slower still. Your heart working so hard for you. In and out. In and out. Good girl. Very good. Keep concentrating on your breathing. And each time you breathe out, I want you to say to yourself the words, good girl. That's it, Tracy. In, slowing your eager little heart down, and out, saying to yourself the words, good girl. In, the thump thump of your heartbeat finally starting to become quieter, and out, good girl. See? What could be easier? As you keep concentrating on your breathing, feeling your body slowing down and slip deeper into a more suggestible state, don't forget to think of the words, good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. A sweet, obedient girl. You love to make people happy. You especially love to make men happy. You are so horny and eager and so obedient, happy to give any real man exactly what he wants, exactly what he deserves. Breathing in nice and deep, and breathing out. Good girl. Say those words to yourself and feel how much more horny and obedient you are becoming with each breath. I know you're an eager little beaver, Tracy, but believe me, there is so much more you have to learn. Sometimes, in order to make your real man happy, you have to do things you don't particularly like. But remember, Tracy, you are an obedient, eager, leaky little girl, and you will do whatever your real man wants. Because if he is happy, you are happy. Doesn't that sound easy? Doesn't that sound right? Good girl. And And as you breathe and listen, you might realize that you don't notice your heartbeat anymore. That's perfect. And you might notice your breaths have finally, naturally shallowed. A relaxed, vulnerable little girl. Resting, breathing, and listening to my voice without a care in the world. No anxiety. No worries. Just quiet, calm, and restful. Increasingly horny, and more eager, and obedient, and dribbly wet with every breath you take. Good girl. If you want, you can reach down and touch yourself. Go on, Tracy. Play with your little pussy. I know how excited you are. So you can rub that little clitty if you want to. As you do, keep thinking of those special, tingly words. Good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. You are an obedient, happy, slutty girl. Naturally, it turns you on to be good. And to be good is to be obedient. To be good is to be horny. To be good is to be slutty. And you are obedient. You are horny. And you are slutty. You are a good girl. And you are dripping to do as you are told. Now, I'm going to take you on an adventure, Tracy. A fun, dirty little adventure. And you are going to be the star. No one can hurt you. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do, but being the eager, slutty, and obedient girl you are, of course you will do whatever you are told. And in this story, you will be expected to please your real man, Tracy. You will get your chance to make him happy. And that, of course, makes you happy. As you lie there, obediently rubbing your aching little clitty, eagerly doing as you are told, you are feeling so horny and so slutty. I bet your little fingers are soaked right now, aren't they? You are just juicing and leaking to have a chance to be the best plaything you can be for your real man. Dribbling and moaning to be rewarded with a big cock and a thick load. So, tell me, slut, are you ready to be eager? Are you ready to be obedient? Ready to do whatever it takes to please your real man. Good girl. Date tonight, huh, Tracy? A strong, handsome man asking you out like that? He was so tall and so forceful. You're such a lucky girl. He's the kind of guy who knows just what to do with you. And you've been working all afternoon on getting ready for him. Getting ready for your date. You're just putting on the finishing touches now. You sit at your vanity and pop open a bottle of baby oil, dripping it onto your freshly bathed, freshly shaved legs. Then you start rubbing it in, your soft skin drinking in the oil and becoming shimmery and supple. You make sure to rub it all the way up and into the folds of your bald pussy. You rub your swollen clitty just a little bit on the way by. You can't help it. You're so horny. So excited to go on your date. The oil mingles with the juices that have been leaking down your sticky thighs ever since he asked you out this morning. There's no point in wiping it off, Tracy. You can't control your excited little pussy. Besides, you want him to smell your scent at dinner, don't you? You want to make sure he knows just how ready you are for him. Oops. Settle down, sweetie. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. It's time to finish applying the rest of your makeup. Soft pink eyeshadow, dark eyeliner that makes your big doe eyes even bigger and sexier, some fake eyelashes to pop your eyes even more. And even though he won't recognize it or say anything, he'll benefit from how much work you're doing to make yourself pretty for him. Foundation and blush on your cheeks, bright pink long-wear lipstick, and then some shiny, glittery lip gloss on top of it to ensure your lips are full, pouty, and inviting to anything he might want to use them for. You're such a good girl. You paint your nails a nice bright pink to complement the rest of your look. And just for fun, you break out your little pair of cock-shaped earrings that dangle below your ears. So cute, Tracy. They make you giggle at how naughty you are. You're sure they're going to send just the right message to your date when he sees you. You add to that a sweet little necklace that you especially love to wear on your dates with big, strong men. It rests on a simple, delicate chain, and in small letters it says, "For boys only." It makes you feel so horny to wear it, so obedient. It makes you feel like such an easy girl. But you don't stop there, Tracy. You know how men like their dates to accessorize, even if they don't realize it. There's something about a bracelet that draws attention to a girl's delicate arms and fingers. So you add a little silver chain around your wrist. And tonight, you've even decided to keep your hair flexible. Right now, it's down and teased just right to make you look flirty and available. But you'll keep a little hair tie around your wrist, too, so that you can put it up if that's what he prefers. Of course, you've got to pick just the right jewelry to add to your sexy little navel piercing. And today, you decide to go with a little dangly chain that hangs from your belly button just about an inch long. And on the end of it, a tiny little charm that, in cute, playful letters, says the word, "slut." You can't wait for your little slut charm to be flipping and twisting and flopping below you as he bangs and slaps into your naked little body. Finally, it's time to get dressed. No need for panties. You just make a mess of them anyway, Tracy. Besides, this way you can wipe your girly scent under the seat of his car, or rub up against the material of his pants when you drape yourself all over him. Or you could even drip all over the toilet seat in his bathroom, making sure that your smell makes him think of you long after you're gone. You do find a nice, bright blue miniskirt to wear, because you like bright, happy colors, and a sheer neon purple little tank top. And of course, you put on a pretty pair of clear plastic stripper heels. You need to look sexy and slutty for your date, Tracy. So that's all you wear. 3 articles of clothing. No more. Tank top, mini skirt, stripper heels. Everything you need to make sure your date knows how easy and available you are for him. Maybe you can get him to just skip the restaurant altogether. Finally ready to go, you grab your little purple sequined purse and open it up to make sure you have all your supplies. Your keys and ID, of course. Extra eyeshadow and eyeliner, check. Your tube of pink lipstick and shiny glitter gloss, check. A small, sticky little bottle of lube, just in case he wants to use you back there. That good girl is always prepared, Tracy, so you check that off, too. Oh, don't forget the disposable wipes, because you know boys don't clean up their messes. Well, that should be it, little miss. Everything else will be taken care of by your 3 sweet little holes. You're such an eager little plaything. Look at you, all cleaned up and looking pretty, shaved and oiled and made up like an eager little slut doll, smelling like a mixture of fruity perfume and sloppy girl juice. And you're doing it all for your date. That's so sweet, Tracy. You're such a good, good girl. You better get going, though. You don't want to keep your date waiting, do you? Excited for your date, Tracy? Yay! It was more convenient for your date to meet you at a street corner rather than pick you up at your apartment, so you're headed that way. You like to show off your cute little body in public anyway, and as you approach your destination, clicking along the sidewalk in your plastic heels, you can't help but feel people looking at you, looking at your sheer legs, staring at your tight little butt, and maybe even leering at your small, perky breasts. It gives you chills to parade your body around in front of all kinds of strange men. And you wonder if any of them can see the shiny skin between your thighs as your pussy drips and dribbles down your legs. Lost in these slutty thoughts for a moment, you almost trip on your heels, crossing a street grate. And as you veer back on course and giggle at your own absent-mindedness, you finally notice that your date is leaning against his car at the street corner. But he hasn't noticed you yet. And that could be because there's another woman. A pretty blonde girl dressed in a stretchy black mini dress and sheer black thigh-high stockings, with boobs just a little bit bigger than yours. And she is draped all over your date, Tracy, rubbing her body against him and giggling and licking at his ear. Your mouth drops open, but before you have a chance to react further, your date sees you. Without missing a beat, he motions for you to come over to him. You automatically smile and start clicking your way over there, but underneath you feel a little hurt. On the other hand, you are just a silly girl after all. Maybe you're just confused, Tracy. But then you notice his hand cupping and squeezing the blonde girl's ass cheek as the bottom hem of her dress starts to ride up and reveal the lower half of her young little butt.
I don't understand.
She isn't wearing panties. But that's your trick, Tracy.
Hey!
Still, you try to stay positive. Silly, horny girls like you can easily be confused. The blonde sees you and smiles back, clearly excited to be the one hanging off this manly stud. You stop in front of them, making sure to keep your thighs slightly parted, just like any good girl would in front of a man.
Can we go on our date now?
You're so cute, Tracy. So naive. Anyway, the blonde starts to giggle at you and then traces her little finger, painted with a bright shade of hot pink, around your date's groin area.
You're late.
Your date says to you. And admittedly, you did get sidetracked showing off your body, but silly, wet little girls like you sometimes lose track of time. You can't help it, Tracy. Before you can say anything, your date nods toward the blonde and says,
"Slut. Meet slut. Let's go."
He's a man of few words, Tracy. The girl giggles and says,
"Hi, my name is Carly."
And you respond in kind,
"Hi, I'm Tracy."
You know better than to show how confused and hurt you are, Tracy. Men don't like it when their dates get all emotional. He motions for you and Carly to get in the car. Carly giggles, gleefully running over to the front passenger door, and gets in. Typically, you didn't think fast enough, so you get the back seat. The car takes off, and you're sitting behind them, feeling very confused and painfully horny. You just want cock, Tracy. You must have done something wrong. Carly leans over toward your man and once again attaches her tongue to his ear, whispering to him and licking his lobe. You catch a little bit of what she's saying.
What is she doing here?
And she gives you a sideways look and a devious smile. Do you think she's trying to steal your date, Tracy? You say, still confused.
But I'm supposed to be his date.
Shut up.
And you do, because you're a good girl. But then you see him reach down and you hear the telltale sound of his zipper. Then he reaches his huge hand out to Carly's teased blonde hair and pulls her head down toward him.
Come here, baby.
Your mouth hangs open stupidly as she smirks at you before disappearing into his lap.
But wait,
you say.
Can't I have some?
But your man just looks at you.
You were late.
You hear licking and suckling as Carly's eager mouth starts to work over his cock. You whine a little as you peek over the seat and see her tongue lapping and drooling all over his huge balls. She grins at you and then slips his thick shaft into her wet mouth, sucking him into her throat as she makes herself gag on him. That's just what you would do, Tracy. You are so horny and flustered. You try to climb between the front seats, disrupting his driving.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Sit back down there, you stupid slut.
His cock is huge and throbbing, and you can tell he likes the blonde girl a lot as she drools all over his shaft and balls. That little bitch. She is your competition, Tracy. She's trying to be prettier and sluttier than you are, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's too bad. What are you even doing here? You're forced to sit there, your pussy dribbling all over the backseat of his car as you pout, helpless, listening to that little blonde bitch work over your date's cock with her sloppy mouth. But you can't just sit there, can you? Your fingers slip underneath your skirt and idly tickle your desperate little clitty. You can't help it. Being treated treated like a stupid, worthless bitch turns you on. Your little head filled with the sounds and smells of sex in the car as you start to moan. You hear Carly do the same in the front seat. You know what she's thinking, Tracy. You know how it feels having a thick, hot cock sliding in and out of your wet mouth. Carly sticks her fingers in her own pussy, and her sucking sounds make you even hornier. So you rub your little pussy a little harder. You moan a little louder, and so does Carly. Soon, two competing sluts are moaning and fingering themselves, feeding back on each other. Carly sucking his big cock, and you wishing you were Carly. The sweaty cabin of the car is filled with girly moans and the combined sense of two soaked little sluts desperate to please their date. Finally, the object of your and Carly's attention speaks up.
Hey, shut up, sluts!
And he pulls Carly off of his lap. You see her confused, stupid face, wet with slobber and looking vacantly around trying to get her bearings.
Maybe later.
You look into her empty eyes and know exactly how she feels. You both pant and try to calm yourselves down, flustered and stupid with lust.
All right, take it easy, girls. We're almost there.
You sit quietly in your own wet spot for the rest of the drive. Carly fixes her mussed hair and reapplies her lipstick. Both of you trying your best to get yourselves under control. He finally pulls into a cheap motel parking lot and grabs his laptop and a small shopping bag labeled the Giggle Palace, a local adult store. He gets out of the car and both you and Carly follow, each of you taking an arm.
Come on, bitches.
You press your body into him. Carly sees you and then tries the same trick, each of you giggling and moaning and whispering in his ear, each of you groping for his cock and pressing your breasts into his chest, trying to get his attention. You might just have to share him with Carly, Tracy. Share his cock with another girl? I know you don't like it, but it really is up to him, isn't it, sweetie? He takes you both to his room, but instead of throwing you both on the bed and choosing which mindless little slut he's going to fuck first, he pushes you both off of him instead. In your horny confusion, you watch him toss the plastic shopping bag on the bed. You ask nervously.
Well, what about me?
Carly agrees, but he simply sits in a chair next to the bed and points at the shopping bag. Peeking out of it, you see a long, double-ended, red rubber dildo.
Wait, what's that?
Says Carly.
But I thought...
You say, confused.
Come on, I want to see you two sluts fuck.
Carly's eyes go wide.
Hey! Lesbian,
she says, panicked.
Yeah.
You say, pointing to your necklace.
See? For boys only. What? But I don't even like her. Hey.
So?
He says as he unzips his pants.
I don't care if you like each other. Just fucking do it.
Hey.
He sits there, stroking himself, waiting for you and Carly to get started.
I don't know.
You poor thing. So horny and so stupid. What did you think was going to happen, Tracy? He wants you to have sex with Carly, and the more you hate it, the more you have to fake it, the more he likes it.
Okay.
Some boys are like that, Tracy. They get off on making girls uncomfortable. It's just the way it is. You could run away, You could walk right out that door, but are you going to let Carly have him? Of course not. You and Carly, two little playmates who are just about to get to know each other a lot better. You'll have sex with her because you don't want her to have sex with him. And besides, you'll do anything to make your man happy, won't you? Because you're a good girl. Carly's swollen breasts push against the thin material of her black mini dress, revealing her braless, erect nipples pushing through the stretchy fabric. Her dress is almost as short as your miniskirt, and you can recognize the sticky scent of a horny slut. You know all about that. She's just as stubborn as you are, Tracy, and it doesn't matter that she doesn't like you either. Your date clears his throat impatiently.
Come on, girls.
And you and Carly look at each other. You lean toward her, her big eyes blinking nervously. You part your lips and lay out your tongue, knowing that this is how the porno girls do it. Carly's pink lips part as well, and you feel her breath on your mouth just before your lips touch. She tastes different than you do. A different brand of lipstick and a different scent on her cheek, but her mouth is soft and wet. Your tongues slowly wrestle together, and she matches your enthusiasm because it's all about showing off for your man. You think about what his cum might taste like as you kiss Carly's cherry-flavored mouth. She starts to moan, and of course, you moan back. Two obedient little sluts, necking like horny teenagers in front of a boy. You reach up and touch Carly's breast. It's firm and perfect, and annoyingly natural as you squeeze it lightly. She ups the stakes by reaching her finger underneath your skirt and brushing directly against your throbbing little clitty. You gasp and flinch away from her, breaking the kiss and reflexively stepping back. You rub your sore ass and obediently turn your attention back to Carly. It's clear your man doesn't want you to just fuck Carly. He wants you to be an over-the-top slut for her. You squeeze her tits and then expose them by peeling her tight dress off of her body, revealing her pink little nipples. You pinch them, pump your hips into her fingers, and moan loudly, plunging your tongue into the blonde's wet mouth. Carly pulls your top off too, exposing your tits, and with no more delay, she suddenly pushes you back onto the hotel bed with a giggle. She then reaches down, stretches your skirt up around your waist, and thrusts two fingers straight into your soaking little cunt. You moan and grind your body on the bed in response, doing your best to give your man a good performance as she starts pumping her fingers in and out of you. You feel her shift around on top of you, and before you know it, Carly's bare, smooth thighs come to rest, straddling your little face, and you can smell her distinct slut scent wafting from her shaved pussy. Your head is trapped between her thin legs, and Carly deliberately wipes her fuck lips onto your nose just before she lowers her pussy down onto your panting mouth. You reflexively kick your legs, wanting to get away as your face is immediately soaked with Carly's mess. But she pushes your thighs down and continues her assault on your pussy with her fingers. As Carly's twat squishes against your face, she moans loudly and giggles just like the porno girls do it. She's good, Tracy. You have to be better. You reluctantly stick out your tongue, tasting your little playmate's pussy for the first time, slurping at Carly's smooth folds. Her sweet, sour taste assaults your tongue, and then creeps down your throat as she starts to hump your mouth, moaning and screaming and making a mess of your pretty makeup. Meanwhile, Carly is stuffing her fingers inside you. You try to lick and breathe, all while trying to put on a good show for your man. As Carly starts stretching you out with her tiny little fist, you decide you need to take control. You pull Carly's body off of you, and her hand slips out of you, leaving her fist a shiny mess. You go straight for the shopping bag next to you on the bed, and pull out the huge double-ended dildo. You blink at Carly, who, after a moment of hesitation, giggles at the new toy you both are about to play with. Carly claps excitedly, and you get into position on your back, making sure your man can see your splayed, shiny legs and sloppy pussy. Carly energetically moves into position as well, scissoring your thighs by slipping her leg underneath your knee. You can't help but be eager to feel your pussy finally filled up with a cock, even if it is just a rubber one. You place the tip of the dildo at the entrance of your pussy and smile at your date as you slowly stuff it inside yourself. You moan, fling your head back just like the whores in porno as the cold rubber toy slides easily all the way into your wet hole. You hold the other end up for Carly, and she eagerly shifts her body forward, her sheer black thigh highs rubbing against your torso, where your skirt is now just a bunched up slip of material around your waist. Neither of you has bothered to remove your slutty pairs of heels, which force your calves into tight curves as you maneuver into position. Carly pushes forward, her tall stilettos digging into the bedding between you, and slides the other end of the red dildo into her tight little cunt. You look at your slutty playmate, your face warm with both humiliation and excitement, and then you slowly start to grind and hump against her. The girly moans and screams resume in earnest now, as each of you hump into your lifeless rubber toy, your slut juices mingling into a sloppy, wet mess on the bed below you. You feel Carly's warm, sweaty body against yours, and her awkward thrusts push the dildo deeper into your hungry pussy, stretching you open in front of your man. The competing moans of two little sluts bounce around the cheap hotel room. Your cock earrings dangle gleefully off your earlobes. The slut charm in your navel flips to the side and jumps with each girl thrust into the thick red dong. Soon your fake pleasure moans start to turn real as the rubber warms in response to your steamy pussies. And it starts to feel more and more like the real cock you both truly crave. Sweating, slippery, sticky little playmates playing girl games with your new toy. It's exciting. It's humiliating. And it's exactly what your date wanted to see, Tracy. Suddenly, you see your man stand up, his huge, hard cock throbbing and veiny in front of you and Carly. He steps to the edge of the bed and starts to stroke his cock. You reach up and try to grab for it, but he pushes you back down on your back. He strokes his cock above both of you as you start to feel a tingly sensation rise up your legs and creep into your fuck-happy thighs. Both his sluts driving each other inevitably toward orgasm. The crest of your eruption finally centers in your well-fucked pussy, and Carly starts humping shuddering through her own climax. You come like that, Tracy. Mindlessly fucking a girl you hate. Screaming like a little lesbian whore. Your man comes too. His thick sperm erupts all over you and Carly's sticky little bodies. He covers you both with spunk. On your thighs, between your legs, on your stomachs, and all over your tits.
Good job, sluts. Good job.
You shiver and pant, your mind in a haze of confusion and embarrassment. Your pussy stuffed with rubber cock. You breathe heavily, exhausted as you feel your date's hot, sticky cum all over your little body. Carly giggles and sits up. She starts scooping up cum and slurping it into her mouth. You realize the show isn't over, and you do the same. Two little sluts, still stuffed with a bendy rubber cock, as they desperately compete to lick up the sperm their date left behind. By the time you're done lapping up cum, you can see he's still watching you, so you look at Carly and then lean in to kiss her. She obediently responds, and you tongue your little playmate, swapping the last remnants of your man's seed between your wet mouths. Such good girls. Such good, slutty little girlfriends. Finally, your date loses interest.
That's enough, sluts. Here you go. Get out.
He drops a wad of cash on the bed and then steps into the bathroom.
Wait. What?
You say.
Hey.
Says Carly.
What's that for?
You and Carly sit there, confused. Your plump, cum-covered lips are parted in a stupid expression, and you both breathe heavily, unable to escape what you just did. You feel the sticky juice of Carly's pussy still drying on your face, and just then the dildo pops out of your cunt and slips out of Carly's too. It lays there on the bed, lifelessly, as you hear the shower turn on in the bathroom. You and Carly, two naive girls who were so excited to go on their big date. But he's finished with you now, Tracy. Your date is over. You awkwardly unscissor your legs from Carly, quietly pulling down your skirt and gathering your crop top. She gets up too and pulls her tight dress back on. You look at the cash and then at Carly.
Should we take it?
She says. You say. You both look at it, and then at each other. Well, what are you going to do, Tracy? You made your man happy. But what makes you happy, sweetheart? Would you rather be a dumb slut or a cheap whore? Tracy, whatever you decide, you'll still be a good girl.